South Park punches back, fuck the Chinese government. By BenQ on October 10, 2019. South Park escalated its criticism of the Chinese communist regime on Wednesday, with lead character Randy Marsh at one point saying fuck the Chinese government. In the episode Shots, which was coincidentally the show's 300th episode, Stan Marsh's father Randy is running a weed business selling product to China. When confronted about the country's human rights abuses by his former business partner Tao Li, he agrees to stop selling to China over ethical concerns. In an effort to convince Tao Li that he is sincere, Randy begins shouting, "Fuck the Chinese government." The episode comes days after the show's creators, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, issued a fake apology to the communist regime after Chinese authorities banned the Comedy Central show following last week's episode that called out the nation's rampant censorship. "Like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We, too, love money more than freedom and democracy," the apology read. "Xi doesn't look just like Winnie the Pooh at all." Tune into our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the Great Communist Party of China. May this autumn sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China? Last week's episode, entitled Banned in China, also mocks jokes about China's crackdown on Winnie the Pooh, whose character has repeatedly been compared to Chinese President Xi Jinping. The episode also takes a dig at Hollywood's willingness to bend to Beijing's censorship demands when Stan and his crew are approached American director working for the Chinese film company about making a biopic of their heavy metal rock band. "You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China," the director says at one point. "Everyone else is fine with China improving our entertainment. Even the PC babies don't seem to mind. And PC babies cry about everything." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.